Okay, let's begin. Brachas Daf Pei Hei. Brachas Daf Pei Hei in the Yerushalmi. And again, Tiz Shirim are sponsored by the Elman family. Levi Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Bar Lei, Bas Riel Rubin, and Basar, Bas Rabin Rubin, Alehem Hashalom. Just to announce those who are on the all daf, see that by the Shem there'll be a siyum on Maseches Brachas next Tuesday night. Next Tuesday night in Woodmere. For details, feel free to look at the link and the ad to join us for a siyum. I'll be there. It'll be my last night. I'll be in Chutz Laaretz a week from tomorrow night. Next Tuesday night. Okay, let us get into the Mishnah Peidal Amabez. The Mishnah Halacha Zayin, Misha Achal, and we continue it with the second to last Mishnah here in the eighth parak of Maseches Brachas. Misha Achal v'Shachach v'lo birech. Somebody ate and forgot and didn't make their bracha achrona. The Shulchan Aruch says lichatchila, one is not supposed to move. One is not supposed to get up and go anywhere without making bracha achrona. Remember, I once heard a number of years ago Rabbi David Lau, the chief rabbi, speak, and he said when he was a teenager, you know, he always tried to be makabel something on Rosh Hashanah. Halavai, we should all try to be makabel something on Rosh Hashanah. But he said he always tried to be makabel something on Rosh Hashanah. He said in one of the years, you remembered, it was to make sure to say bracha achrona or bench before he got up. And he said it was very hard because sometimes you're just in the middle of something. He says he forced himself. Says that he said it made a huge difference. Made a huge difference. But that's the halacha Shulchan Aruch, that one has to make sure to bench or ala michya even before one gets up. That's the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Dalet. Mishaachal b'makam echad sarech levarech kodem shiakar mimkomo. Period. Make a bracha before one leaves. But what if one didn't? One forgot. Mishaachal birech mishaachal v'shaachal lo birech. One didn't. So then machlokes. B'shamay yomer miyachsel mimkomo v'yivarech. B'shamay says you have to go back. You have to go back to the place where you ate and bench there. He says, no, wherever you remembered, you can bench there. A number of machlokos about this issue. Number one, we're for sure talking about benching, at least. You know, Berchas HaMazon. The Rashba says on this Gemara, in the Bavli, Nun Gimel, we're for sure talking about Berchas HaMazon. What about more than that? What about more than that? So a number of Rishonim say, we're also talking about Tosfos, and the Rosh say, we're also talking about Ala Michya. Ala Michya also is something that requires the kfiyas of where you ate, so then one has to go back for Al HaMichya too. What about Al HaEitz? What about Al HaGefen? So that also, some Rishonim extend that, the Rashbam there extends that. Once we get to a Bari Nefashos, that's a little trickier, because that might have been lost on the way out, because there's no kfiyas felt. But again, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that V'im yatzim im kovav lo birech im haye b'mezid, another chilek, just that the Bavli says, it's not in the Yerushalmi, if it was b'mezid, you for sure have to go back. If you b'mezid. Yachzul im kovav v'yivarech, v'berech, v'bacham shenizkar yatzim, yosi v'dievet, if you didn't, but one has to go back. But if one was shogeg, so then one has to, that's the machlokes here, b'shamay and b'shillah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, yesh omrim, shekol shivas haminim tunim bracha lacharem bim koman. Some say, yesh omrim, and this is from the Rambam, that all shivas haminim require a bracha la'acharehem bimkomam, not just chita. And therefore, if you left, you have to go back. V'yesh omrim, d'chameshes minei dogon dafka. And some say it's only the five grains. L'chadchila, you know, one should try their best. The post can point out, we mentioned in the past, that Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. That Beis Shammai is not even a Shita Techuya, and not allowed to rely on him, and that's why it's dangerous if you rely on him. Remember the first Mishnah in Shas of Rabbi Tarfon earlier in this Masechta. But the Rishonim point out here, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush in Maseches Brachas, that we could go like Beis Shammai if Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai l'chadchila. Right, so there are a couple of machlokos, not too many, but a couple of machlokos. Usually there's machlokos, aser, mutter, it's just one or the other. But here, Beis Shammai says you have to, and Beis Hillel says you don't need to. But the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh point out that even Beis Hillel would agree that lechatchila, one should go back. Right, and therefore, says the, this is not a problem of following Shita of Beis Shammai, right? And that's what the Rush says here. Let me just find it. Halacha Beis Hillel bar mehad, halacha Beis Shammai. Right? The halacha is like Beis Hillel throughout this parak. Except here, the halacha is like Beis Shammai. The halacha is like Beis Shammai, lo asa lafuke ha dahacha. Bishum dafilu Beis Hillel modo, hacha. right? Shetov lasos kebe shamai. Elish lo hitshichu lekach. They just weren't matriach. Weren't matriach. I remember years ago I heard a story from Rabbi Frant on one of his tapes in the a couple of decades ago. He said one time he said he was in yeshiva and he was like 100 degrees outside on a hot Baltimore day and muggy, and he remembered he didn't bench. Remember he didn't bench in his house and he ate in lunch. So he's like, should I go back? Beis Hillel. You know what? I'm going to go back. So he said he went back and it was like more than 100 degrees. He got back and his daughter was there. And he said, she said, what are you doing? She's like, I didn't bench. He's like, you didn't bench? He said, says that was a greater sichas musar than I could give her in 10 years. He says, when she saw me walk in, he said, I didn't do it for that reason. But when she saw me come back and see what, you know, what somebody does, you know, to follow Beis Hillel or to follow the, you know, what should be done. She said that, he said that made an unbelievable impression. He could tell. He says, and sometimes that we have to think about that. Again, not that he did it for that reason, but he said he felt at that moment, for his, in that situation. The halacha is, though, the Shulchan Aruch also quotes based on the tour that if somebody, there's another way out. Another way, if you're not going back. If you have more bread in the place that you are sitting. If you have more bread. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, again, read it for the tour now, I'm sorry. Chazar Rabbeinu Peretz. Davka k'she'en lo od pas lecho makam ha'sheni. Avalim yesh lo od pas lecho yochal shama'at v'yivarach sham. Right? Then you could, eat a little more bread in the second place. And that's also considered a makam, that you ate. And you'd be able to just make the, birchas hamazon there. Continuing. V'yad masay mevarach, how long do you have? How long do you have to bench? Ad k'dei she'yisach ha'lamazon she'bemeyav. Until digestion sets in. Right, until it's fully digested, as we'll see in the Gemara, but the Pnei Moshe quotes it here, Chazman Shein Aroiv, Machmaz Osa Achila. As long as you're not hungry for the next meal, so then one can still bench. That's probably after, post can point out, people think 72 minutes is probably more than that. Probably more than that. That even if it's after 72 minutes, especially for benching Daraisa, Alamichya might be Daraisa also, according to some Rishonim, then one should still bench in that circumstance. Good. Rabbi Yusta b'shem bar Yud Shunam Amar Trein Amorayin Chad Amar Taimen de Beis Shammai. These two Amoraim said, one said the reason for Beis Shammai is the Chad Amar Taimen de Beis Hillel. One said the reason for Beis Hillel. Man de Mar Taimen de Beis Shammai. The one who said the reason for Beis Shammai is Ilu Shachach Sham Kis Avanim Tovos Margolius. And this is said in the Bible too. If somebody forgot their wallet somewhere, Shema Lo Yechoser V'Notal Kisa. You won't go back to get your wallet. You didn't go back to get your bag of diamonds. So avacha, yachzum kol v'yivarech, go back. What, benching is any less than diamonds? Benching in the right spot? You have to go back. Look in the Ras Yirmiyo. Lichvod atzmahu chozer. Lichvod shamayim lo kol shekein. Right, for his own covet, for his own stuff. To get his wallet, he would go back. So lichvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you wouldn't go back. So Beis Shammai says, that's why we'll go back. And that sounds wonderful that even Beis Hillel agrees to that. Lechad chila. Beis Hillel says that one should go back also. Mandamar taman de Beis Hillel. But one of them says, according to Beis Hillel, what's the svara? Ilu po'al osa brocha dekel, abor shabor. If there is a worker that it's in a very precarious, situation, he's on the top of a tree, he's down in a pit, shema matrichon shiaslam koma v'yivarech, if technically your benching is not lost and you can bench here, are we gonna make him go and be matriach himself and go, out of where he is? Elam avarech makam sheniskar, he's able to bench where he is. So you see from there that technically it works. So avacha makam mavarach makam shenizkar. So even if it's not that much of a tircha, one can bench makam shenizkar. But of course, as we just said, it's better to bench in the same spot. It does not have to be in the same, you know, 3 inches where you ate. You know, if it's a little bit, you know, to this side, to that side, you can see the place. You know, that is okay too. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this also. You know, what's considered the same spot. The Mishnah Berurah says in Aleph, in Kuf Pei Dalet, Umipina Lepina Afilo Abayis Gadol Mutar. Right? If it's from one corner to another corner, so then that is okay. That's not called a different place. Quoting from the Magen Avraham. Vafilu K'she'en Roa Mekomo Arishon Kugon Achore HaParavan. Right, if it's behind some type of wall, v'chayotzi b'zeh. V'imhaya lo minia, shelo yuchal levarech ba'acheder sha'achal. Right, if there's some type of reason that you can't bench in the place where you ate, mutal levarech ba'acheder asamach lo im yuchal liros mekomo sha'achal. If it's in the same room, it can be anywhere in the room. Right, but if it's in a different room, you should at least try to be able to see the room that one ate in. V'im daito haya b'shas berech ha'amotzi levarech b'cheder acher b'vayezeh. I think we spoke about this at some point in the Masechta. If when you ate, you had in mind that you're going to go to a different room. Efshar di yishlaga b'shas adchak. Maybe one could be mekel. Right? There is a right in the Hasidic world, many have their meal and they go bench by the Rebbe, or they go finish their meal by the tish. Again, different minhagim. Whether you bench first, that would not have any problems, or you rely on this b'shas adchak to go join the end of the meal. So then with das, I guess that would be relying on that. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Achi Yisach b'chulu ad masai u'mevarech. How long can one make the bracha? Reb Chiya b'shem Shmuel. The rest is in the question about the gersos here. Achi Yisach b'chulu ad masai u'mevarech. Kol zman shu tzameh machmados osuta. As long as he is still thirsty based on that meal, meaning sometimes we have to drink along with our meals. As long as there's no new thirst, but there's still feels the salt, feels the effects of the previous meal, so that is enough to be able to allow you to still bench. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ad sheyir av, until one gets hungry again. So I don't know, does a teenage boy, if they have shorter amounts of time, like we said before, that Pasa Baba Kisnin, has different shiurim for different populations in terms of fiyasuda. So I think for sure lechumer one has 72 minutes. If one is hungry 10 minutes later, I think you can still bench, even if one is hungry. But one has even more than that if one did it. Halacha Ches Mishnah, the last Mishnah here in the parak. Bolem yayin achar amazon. Vein sham elosu akos. You have one cup, one kos at the end of the meal. What do? So Beishamai says, there is no chiyuv to do berachas amazon al akos. And therefore, and there's even, as we'll see in the Gemara, there's even a chshash. There's a worry that benching is so long, so to speak, that right after benching, we're nervous that if you're holding a cup of wine and you bench, you're going to take a sip of it right after you bench. You're going to forget the Bar Paragafen. So, better drink the wine now. Bake the Bar Paragafen and drink the wine. According to most, this is how you understand it. Even drink the wine. There's no chiyuv to be benching a la kos. That's why, if you remember, we had this already a couple of weeks ago, where we had Beis Shammai says, if you're going to make Havdalah after benching, then there's no chshash that you're going to drink the wine, because you have other brachas to say. So there's no chshash that you're just going to miss the Bari Puragafen, and there he would allow it afterwards. We cross-referenced this machlokas when we spoke about that then. So, Balam Yanach Ramazo, Beis Shammai Loso Akos, Beis Shammai Yomrim, Mivarech Al Hayayin, V'Acharkach Mivarech Al Amazon. First, you make a bracha, Bari Paragafen, and then you can drink the wine, and then bench. Ubeisel Amrim, no, there's an idea of Birchas Amazon alakos. Mavarech alamazon, miyacharka, mavarech alayayin. Right, first bench, and then mavarech alayayin, because there's an idea of benching al hakos. The Rishonim discuss, and it's quoted in the Poskim, is that even if one person is benching? Is it only if there's a mezumin? If there's a minyan? So different opinions, different minhagim also, when one uses a kos. Period. Onin amen acher Yisrael mevarech. A person can say amen after a Jew who makes a bracha, even if they didn't hear the whole bracha. They walk into shul, and all of a sudden you hear, lafchim ben yom ve'layla. Right? So you can say amen to that bracha, because it is a Jew making a bracha, and we know that a Jew has proper kavana in the bracha. Ve'inonin amen acher kusi mevarech. Achi yishma kol habracha. But a kusi, we're not sure. Remember, we had the kusim already, beginning of the seventh perek, Bizman Hazem, meaning after they found the Dmus Yonah on Har Grizim, so the Kusim had the status of Gayim, but in the days of old, they did some mitzvahs and not all mitzvahs, so one cannot make a bracha, say Amen after a Kusi, that is Mevarech, because one doesn't know what his Kavana was and what exactly was said. Good. Amar Rabbi Ba, Al Yadei Shihi Bracha Ketana, Shemishav Yishteh. Back to Rabbi Shammai. Rabbi Shammai says, why don't you make Bari Paragafen after? Because it's a small little bracha. We're nervous that you're going to forget. You're just going to drink the wine without making the bracha. And therefore, one makes says Bari Paragafen beforehand. The Haredin takes out the next line, because this next line really we had earlier. This is what I was just referring to. When you have Havdalah afterwards, which is not what we're talking about here, but that's what this line belongs. Right, that's what we had earlier, because you're doing other brachas alakos, then you're not going to forget. Onin amen acher Yisrael v'chulu. Ha acher Yisrael onin amen ava bishlo shama. Right, after a Yisrael, one could say amen, even if one did not hear the bracha. So says the Gemara, lo kein tani, but didn't we learn in a brisa that you cannot be yotzei shomea ka'onah with a bracha unless you hear the whole bracha? and that's the Havamina here, that maybe we're talking about not just saying Amin to a bracha, but saying Amin to be Yotze with that recital. So Lo Chein Tani, didn't we learn in the Braisa? Shama Velo Anayatze. If you heard something, but you didn't answer Amin, then you're still Yotze. You can still use Shomea Ka'ona. So you're Shomea Ka'ona without saying Amin. You're supposed to say Amin, L'chadchila, but even without that, Ana v'lo shama lo yatsa. But if you said Amin, but you didn't hear lo yatsa, not yotze. So what is the Mishnah mashma that you could say Amin and it's all good? So answer chia bered Rav Amar b'shalo achal imam kizayis hacha masnisa. Right? If you didn't eat with them, meaning you're just saying Amen. You're just saying Amen. You can say Amen if you didn't hear the bracha. Not using Shomei Ka'ona. They're not being Yotze. You're right. If you're being Yotze with something, then you have to actually hear everything. But if you're not being Yotze, then one could just say Amen. We did point out, Rav Salvechik noted a couple of weeks ago, we quoted, that there could be certain areas of halacha that require the Amen. Even though, obviously, Shomei Ka'ona maker does not require the Amen. Remember, we mentioned two. Zimun and Chazaras HaShatz. In order to be able to be that sibur or be that chabura, that's where the Rambam does not just say shama v'lo ana. There, Yidavka mentions ana amen because there you have a higher standard of tziruf that is required for the chabura, for a zimun, and for the minyan, for the tzibur, for a chazaras hashatz. So there, one would require it. The shomer ka'one discussion has a lot to say, and let me just mention one interesting machlokas, which really reflects, and I think we might have mentioned this then when this came up as well. But the Shomei Ka'ona, the source of it in the Babli, is Sukkah Daflam Chesem Abeis. That's where the Gemara says, how do you know Shomei Ka'ona? And quote a pasuk in Malachim. But that's where Rashi and Tosfos and the other Rishonim discuss what are you supposed to do if you're in the middle of the silent Shemona Esrei and the Tzibur gets up to Kedusha. What's the halacha? So Tosfos says there, nothing. Just keep going. Tosfos says, if you're in the middle, v'chein, he quotes Rashi, shema v'lo ana yatsa, right, our Gemara also, misheni yodea likwes v'lo lanos im shema v'kivin es libo l'shmo avish lo ana amen yatsa, if you don't know how to say something and you had kavanah to be yotze, you listened to every word, you yotze, v'chein l'mis palalin b'tzibor, v'shliach tzibor, omer kedusha o yehish me rabba mevarach, yishtaku mitfilasan v'yishma'u, be quiet in yishmon esri and listen. Vahare hein ka'onin, ukelishe yigmar kedusha yachtul tfilasan, v'chein yasad rab yehudai gon bahag at the pirish bakuntras. Tosfos quotes Rashi and the Bahag, one of the earliest svarim that we have. The Gaonim svarim are some of the earliest svarim that we have. The Sheiltos, right? The Bahag, very early svarim. What other svarim did we have in those days? But they say, what do? In the middle of Shemona Esrei, you stop and listen and you're good. Shomea Ka'ona. Vakasha, says Tosfos, I don't think so. Says Tosfos, when you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you can't be mafsik. You can't be mafsik. Elavadai. In my Yeshose, Kaisa Shviyaso, Hafsakas Tfilaso. Right, it'll be hefsik. Right, so then, you know, so Tosfos says, keep going. That's not what we do. Tosfos says, Shomei Ka'ona, and therefore there's no reason to stop because you'd be mafsik. You're not allowed to answer in the middle of Shemona Esrei, so you can't stop and listen during the middle of Shemona Esrei. Tosfos ends up saying, Miyu, Shema Avagavta Shomei Ka'ona, Mikomakam One Adif, Umitzvah Min Amuvchar. Tosfos does say, maybe Shomei is Ka'ona. Maybe it's not exactly Ka'ona, which is exactly what Rashi says, right? And that's what we paskin, that one does say Shomea Ka'ona. You can't actually mamish answer Kedusha in the middle of your silent Shemona Esrei, but you could listen and you could have your cake and eat it too. You could be Yotze the Kedusha, but not be enough to be mafsik. Because according to Rashi, it's not mamish like you're talking. That's what Tosfos already elucidated in that last line. Shema, even though he doesn't really like it so much. He said, "Ishita, keep going." But he says, "Shema, afagav, the Shomea Ka'ona, become Malcolm One Adif." So not exactly the same. That's an important machlokas that Rashi Tosfos, the Achronim pick up that the lumdus is how do you view Shomea Ka'ona? Is it mamish Ka'ona, or do you focus on that Ka'ona? The Ritva there in Sukkah, Davlam and Ches, agrees with Tosfos Lamaisa, but Valav Mitaimei, he agrees with Tosfos. Don't stop, keep going. Why? Because the Ritva says Shomea Ka'ona would not work in that situation. Why? Shomei Ka'ona only works when you would possibly be able to see it yourself, if you want. So then, you could also be yotze with someone else. But if you can't say it yourself at this time, in this situation, then it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You need, based on the dinner verb, Zera, remember, Kalaroi, Labila. Sometimes you need the potential for something but you don't need to actually do it, right? Called the royal labila, the case of Masechet Menachos, the flour and the oil have to be mixable in terms of the ratio, but you don't have to actually mix it, right? That's a sugya that comes up many different places. Mikvah, right? Mikvah, the water, the person has a chatzitza inside their mouth. The person doesn't have to keep their mouth open under the mikvah, but if there's a bone stuck between the teeth, so that's a problem. Even though you need roi l'bias mayim in the mouth, you don't need actual bias mayim. So the Ritva here says, you can't answer, Shomei HaKohen. You can't answer during the middle of silent Shmoneh Esrei. So keep going, because Shomei HaKohen is not going to work in this situation. Miyodafka bersha roi lanos. Aval meina roi lanos, kigon she'eno nakio mispalal. Vena roi lahafsik, eno yotze b'shmiya. You wouldn't be yotze by listening. And therefore, keep going, says the, at least this day in the Ritva. Okay. So we continue. Says the, so we spoke about the, this Mishnah that says you could say Amin, even if you don't hear it, that's not talking about a case where you want to be Yotze. Tani, the, Haridim says it's like a gufa. Right? Tani, Shama v'lo ana yatza, ana v'lo shama lo yatza, as we just said. As long as you hear the whole thing, you're Yotze. If you didn't, you're not Yotze. Rav b'shem Abba Barchana v'izda amrila Abba Barchana b'shem Rav. The question is, who said it in the name of who? Same two people. But they were contemporaries. V'hushana barashi prakim. So the statement that was said in the context of Hallel was that for Shomei HaKohen to work, really, you have to say Rashi prakim. What exactly does that mean? Does that mean, discussion in the Rishonim, do you have to say the first pasuk of every paragraph, and then you can hear the rest? Do you have to say the first word of every paragraph? The Haredim point out that b'di'evid, we say, you don't have to say anything. B'di'evid, if you didn't say anything, you just heard the whole halal from somebody, right? So then it works. Nira says the Haredim, mikol makom b'di'evid, af ki lo ana rashi prakam yatza. Whatever rashi prakam means. Even if you didn't say it, you're still going to be Yotze. Ela shalawasa mitzvah ketikna. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have at least answer a little bit if one knows how. What's Rashi Prakim? Let's continue. Reb Zeira Boyi, hey Inon Rashi Prakim. What are the Rashi Prakim that, and we're comparing saying Amen and saying part of Hallel. Hallelu, Hallelu, Avde Hashem, Hallelu Hashem Hashem. Right, the beginning of that paragraph, that's Rashi Prakim. Ba'un kumi Reb Chia bar Abba, the Haredim says you have to add this in. Reb Chia bar Abba learned or taught his Talmidim that you don't have to answer at all. And the Talmidim asked, how do you know? You don't even need Rashi Prakim? Bon kumi Rebbe Chia bar Abba. Minayin shim shama v'lo'ana yatza. How do you know you don't even need anything me'akar adin? So Amar. So instead of quoting a makar, he just quotes a Maisa Shehoya. Min ma da'anan chami rabbanan. Rav Ravaya. I saw the great rabbis. Avdin Kane. I saw the great rabbis do this. Inun kaimin b'tzibura. Right? They were in tzibur. V'ilan amrin dein barach abba. V'ilan amrin b'shem Hashem. Right? They alternated in Halah, but they didn't repeat after each other. Baruch haba b'shem Hashem. Baruch lechem yibes Hashem. They each alternated, but they didn't repeat what the other one was saying. V'ilan v'ilan yotzei chavasan. And each of them were yotzei their chiyav. So you see from there that Shomei HaKohen works even if you don't say anything of the other, of the part that you're being yotzei. Again, in the Bavli, there's a makar quoted. There's a pasuk quoted for Shomei HaKohen. But here he just quotes, well, this is what I saw the great rabbis do. That's good enough for me. Good enough for me as the makar. Tana, Raboshia. Onehu Adam Amen Afila Lo Achal. Right, a person can answer Amen even if he didn't eat. I hear somebody make a bracha, I can answer Amen. Vein Omer Nevarach Shachanu Mishalo Elam Kein Achal. But you can't answer Nevarach Shachanu Mishalo if you didn't eat. Right, right. But maybe Shimon Ben Shetach says you could say Nevarach She Achlu Yana VeChaverav Mishalo. Right, in that sarcastic line, if you remember, Nevarach Shelo Achalnu Mishalo, as he wanted to get some food. But either way, Nevarach Shachanu we don't say. There is another line that one should say that's unknown. Unknown, but the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. If you look here in the Rash Sirlio, he quotes, if you walk in and somebody is having a zimun, there is something to say. There is something to say. He quotes, Baruch Hu Umvarach Shmo Lalam Va'ed. He quotes that Lashon in the Rash Sirlio, that there is something to say, that everybody's blessing God, so I shouldn't just stand on the side, and I should say something. Baruch She'achlu Mishalo. So that's, it's not what was said here. Tani. Ein onin. Let's talk about different amens. Ein onin. Amen yesoma, v'lo amen ketufa, v'lo amen chatufa. Right? One should not say all these inappropriate types of amens. Amen's gotta be perfect. Right? Ein onin amen yesoma. What's amen yesoma? The Gemara is gonna explain. It's too much separated from the bracha. V'lo amen ketufa. A cut amen. Okay, some of these have machlokas, what exactly they are, but let's do the Haredim. The Haredim says, ketufa means you took a break between and main. Right, that's ketufa, it's cut in the middle. V'lo amen chatufa, a grabbed amen. Meaning you say amen before the bracha is finished. Before the bracha is finished, I say, I'm so excited to say it. No, you have to wait for the bracha to be finished. This comes up sometimes by birchas kohanim also. Right, one is not allowed to answer amen before the kohanim finish that word. And the kohanim aren't supposed to start until the amen is finished from most of the tzibur. If there's one person, post can talk about that, if there's one person having a very long amen, you know, there's that tircha de tzibura. But as long as most is good. Ben Azay Omer, Hona Amin Yisomim, you bun of Yisomim. Ben Azay has very strong lashon. If somebody answers an Amin Yisomim, his children should be Yisomim. Chatufa Yischatvu Shnosav, his years will be grabbed from him. Ketufa Tikatif Nishmaso, his Hashama will be cut. Arucha, if you say a nice, long, not long, extra long, but a regular good Amin, Marichin Lo Yama Vishnosa Betova, long life. Long life by saying a good amen. Ezu amen yisoma. The Gemara says, "What is an amen yisoma?" Amar afuna dein de chayiv. We change the girsa. Dein de chayiv lemivrachay v'hu ana. Right? If he's chayiv to make a bracha and he answers amen v'lo yada lamao ona. Yada here means shama. He didn't hear what they said. I answer amen. I have no idea what they said. And I want to be Yose with that bracha. So that's a yason. That's, he doesn't know who his father is. This amen doesn't know what it's connecting to. And therefore, that is the problem. And that's why also, a person shouldn't answer amen, in that situation, because the post of the Haredim says, maybe he'll think that he's Yose with this. Right, if there's a bracha that I'm not yotze with, and I'm trying, and I'm chayiv to be yotze, maybe I should. If I'm not yotze at all, I'm not in this parsha. I just walk in, somebody's making a bracha, I can answer amen. There's no issue of gzeira there. But if I'm chayiv to answer to make a bracha, and somebody has to make the bracha, but I missed it, and I'm not going to be yotze with it, you shouldn't, says the chared, to say the amen there, because then you might come to rely on it, even in a situation, and be yotze with it. Relating to this, the Aruch HaShulchan, based on the earlier, the Torah also talks about this, what if you know exactly what bracha they said, you just didn't hear it? So that's not Shomea. You can't be Yosi with that, but is there any issue? Gzeira, you know what bracha they said. But if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Kuf Chav Dalet, he talks about, first of all, he talks about the importance of Amen during Chazaras HaShatz. V'im ein tishma, kish HaShatz chozer betfila, yesh lam lishtoko l'chavin l'ashomer HaShatz v'lanos Amen. V'im ein tisha mechuvanim l'berchosav, if 9 people aren't focusing on the Chazan's brachas, karov lios berchosav l'vatala, shari tefila betzibur, hukat basara, v'echan ayam shatz, l'chein, kol adam yasa atzmo ki'ilu ein tisha bilado. There could be 100 people in shul, but if nobody's listening, it's kilo there aren't. So every person should make themselves as if they're the only ones and answer. And then he says, "V'yanu amen achar kol bracha." Person should answer amen to every bracha in the world. V'zel chova al kol mi sheshomeya habracha lanos amen. Bein osem sheyasi de tefila, bein osem shelo yasi de tefila. You hear a bracha, you have to say amen. U'mi shelo ana amen, avera gedola biyado. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. V'yamen yeshba gimel kavanas. And there are 3 kavanas that you have to have when you say amen. Ha'achas, halavai. Kemo, amen, kein yomar, kol yomar Hashem. Amen means, halavai it should be. V'ashenis, lashon, emuna. Emuna, I believe. V'zeo kol bircha brachas atfila. Kemo, mechaya mesim. Yechavein sha'ani ma'amin betchias amesim. U'magen Avram. Yechavein lashon, emes. Klomer, emes. Oh, and then it's true. Shatam again Avraham v'chein ba'kel hakadosh v'chein ba'ochad nenu berachad mitzvos v'chein b'chitz berachad emsoyos. All of them. So it is halavai. I believe it, and it is true. V'chein shari brachas v'chulu kalin lashon emes. And he continues. And then right, he says, and this is the quote in the Shulchan Aruch also. Miyach atinok ona amen yishlo chelik olam haba. A child starts getting chelik olam haba when he starts answering amen. We continue. Says the Gemara Tana, Goy shibiracha d'ashem onu nachar avamein. If a goy makes a bracha, can answer amen. Right? He's better than a kusi. A kusi might have kavana shalol l'shem shamayim. But a goy, you know, one can answer, because we don't assume that a goy who is using shame of a Jew, you know, would be answering the shame of the Jewish God, would be making something l'shem of a Zara. Amrei b'tanchuma. In beracha a goy, ane achar avamein. If a goy gives you a bracha, say amen. Dechsev barach tiyem, ikalo amen. Goy echad pagas Rabbi Yishmael ubircha. A guy once met Rabbi Yishmael and gave him a bracha. Amar le, kfar milascha amira. Rabbi Yishmael says to him, thanks, but it's already done. Meaning we're blessed already, sounds like. Right? Pagat Achrida Bekilo. Another guy met him and cursed him. Amalek, Farmi Las Chamira. That's also, you know, it's done already. Meaning you're not affecting me. Talmid of Rebbe. Kamoda Martel Adain, Martel Adain. You said the same thing to both of them. Well, you're blessed, you're cursed. You know, what's going on here? Amalon, Maksiv, Orecha Arur, Umavarechecha Baruch. No, he's not saying that the curse of my, I'm cursed and I'm blessed. He's saying, no, it's how I'm supposed to react to you. You know, those that give me a bracha are blessed. Those that curse me are cursed. Right, so I don't have to say anything to you because the Torah already said, what's going to happen? You gave me a bracha, you're going to be blessed. It already said. You give me a curse, you're going to be cursed. Arecha Arum, Arecha Baruch. And therefore, that was the response to the bracha and the klala has already been written. And therefore, I don't have to, respond. There's probably a lot more to this story that's not here as every story in Shas. But this is, interesting, Rabbi Ishmael and the non-Jew. Hajon Alach, Elu Dvarim, and now we get into the last parak of Maseches Brachas, the first Yerushalmi that we, Baruch Hashem, are having this chus to learn together. Says the Mishnah. Haroev, right? So this parak is all about Berachas Shevach. The first three parakim that we have was Kriyashma. Fourth and fifth parak was Tefillah. Sixth parak was Berachas Hanenin. Seventh parak was Berachas Hamazon. Eighth parak was Machlokos, Beishamai, Beis Hillel, about Su'udah. Remember, we had the beginning of the Su'udah and the end of the Su'udah. But the middle of the Su'udah, that was not so much discussed. That was elsewhere. And finally, the ninth parak, Berachos Shevach. Berachos Shevach. Haro Makam Shnasa Bo Nisim LiYisrael. Somebody sees a place that miracles were done to the Jewish people. Omer, Baruch Sh'asa Nisim LaVoseinu B'Makom Hazeh. Right, well, blessed is the Hashem who did Nisim to our forefathers B'Makom Hazeh. Rov Rishonim say that these brachas are with Shem and Malchus. Even though it does not say Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam in the Mishnah, it's written shorthand. But really it means with an entire bracha with Shem and Malchus. Look at the Charedim, the last two lines of the Mishnah. The Kolhani brachas demas nisan boy askara Shem Malchus. Right, it's quoting this from the Rav. The Kol bracha Shem baskara Shem Malchus ain't a bracha. It's not a bracha if it doesn't have Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. The Ravid, quoted in the Meiri, quoted in the Rashba, at the beginning of this parak, the Ravid says, no, these are without Shem and Malchus. That's Shem and Malchus. Again, we don't pass on like that Ravid, and most Rishonim don't pass on like that Ravid, but that's a Ravid to know, but Rov Rishonim do not say that. Malkab Shedekar Men Avodah Zarah, Bo'omer Baruch Sh'ak Avodah Zarah Me'aretzeinu. And if somebody passes a place where Avodah Zarah was uprooted, so then one makes the bracha also that Oker Avodah Zarah Me'aretzeinu, again, only in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Masnisa Benisa Yisrael. This is only talking about, the bracha is said if there is a public nes that happened to the Jewish people. Avo Benisa Yechidi Shenasulo, if there is a nes that happened to an individual, Enotzarach Lavarech, other people don't have to make a bracha where that miracle happened to the other individual. But that individual does make the bracha. Baruch Sh'asa Li Nes Bamakom Hazeh. Or if it's a family member, a forefather, then you could say La Avoseinu Bamakom Hazeh. But not one person for another person if it doesn't relate to them. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ez Hashem, we'll continue with Nisei Aviv and Rabo. And the next dafim, again, some very large dafim coming up. 2 days is very large, so we'll have to see how much we can squeeze in. We might have to take an extension a little bit on some of these dafim. We'll see what we could do. Okay, we'll stop here.